Practice Test 3, Part 1. For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. What is the woman going to do this morning?
Oh, I don't feel very well today. My head hurts and I'm very tired. I wish I could stay at home and rest.
Maybe you should go to the doctor. He could give you something to make you feel better.
I've got an important meeting at the office this morning, which I really need to go to. But I'll try and make a doctor's appointment for this afternoon. Then maybe I can come home early. Oh, I don't feel very well today. My head hurts and I'm very tired. I wish I could stay at home and rest.
Maybe you should go to the doctor. He could give you something to make you feel better.
I've got an important meeting at the office this morning, which I really need to go to. But I'll try and make a doctor's appointment for this afternoon. Then maybe I can come home early.
2. When is the man's birthday?
Can you come to my house for a meal on Tuesday evening? I'm inviting a few friends over to celebrate my birthday, and I'd love you to come.
Oh, is it your birthday on Tuesday? I didn't realise.
No, it's actually on Thursday, but I'm going out to dinner with my parents on Thursday evening, and on Wednesday I'm meeting an old school friend in town, so I thought I'd have an early celebration with friends. Can you come to my house for a meal on Tuesday evening? I'm inviting a few friends over to celebrate my birthday, and I'd love you to come.
Oh, is it your birthday on Tuesday? I didn't realise.
No, it's actually on Thursday, but I'm going out to dinner with my parents on Thursday evening, and on Wednesday I'm meeting an old school friend in town, so I thought I'd have an early celebration with friends.
3. Where are the woman and her family going to go this weekend?
We're going to the new theme park on Saturday. Would you like to come with us?
Oh, thanks. But we went last weekend. It was good, but I don't think I want to go there again. Not just yet. We've been invited to my friend's house by the sea this Saturday, but I've said we can't go. We're going to have a quiet day in the park instead.
We're going to the new theme park on Saturday. Would you like to come with us?
Oh, thanks. But we went last weekend. It was good, but I don't think I want to go there again. Not just yet. We've been invited to my friend's house by the sea this Saturday, but I've said we can't go. We're going to have a quiet day in the park instead.
4. What happened yesterday?
Yesterday, St John's School closed for the second time this month after problems with flooding in the kitchens. Only 2 weeks ago, there was a fire in one of the science labs. The fire brigade was called, but luckily no one was hurt. It is believed that the school will be closed for a week while they deal with this new problem. Yesterday, St John's School closed for the second time this month after problems with flooding in the kitchens. Only 2 weeks ago, there was a fire in one of the science labs. The fire brigade was called, but luckily no one was hurt. It is believed that the school will be closed for a week while they deal with this new problem.
5. How did Ben find the information for his article?
This is a really interesting article, Ben. It's full of great facts. Did you find this information on the internet, or did you go to the library?
Well, I went to the library, but I couldn't find any good books, so I had a quick look on the internet. But then my friend Simon came in and suggested I look at some new history magazines. They were really good, and that's what I used.
This is a really interesting article, Ben. It's full of great facts. Did you find this information on the internet, or did you go to the library?
Well, I went to the library, but I couldn't find any good books, so I had a quick look on the internet. But then my friend Simon came in and suggested I look at some new history magazines. They were really good, and that's what I used.
6. Where did the man leave the passports?
Oh, it's time to go, but I can't find the passports. Have you seen them? Did I leave them on the kitchen table?
No, I've looked. They aren't there. Maybe you left them upstairs. Have you looked on the bed?
Oh, I've just remembered. I put them in a small bag and I put it by the front door so I wouldn't forget it. That's where they are. Oh, it's time to go, but I can't find the passports. Have you seen them? Did I leave them on the kitchen table?
No, I've looked. They aren't there. Maybe you left them upstairs. Have you looked on the bed?
Oh, I've just remembered. I put them in a small bag and I put it by the front door so I wouldn't forget it. That's where they are.
7. Where is the woman going?
Hello, Angela. You're looking very smart today. Are you going for an interview? I can give you a lift if you like.
Oh, thanks, Ted. I've actually just been for an interview. Now I'm going into town to meet some friends to celebrate because I got the job.
Oh, well done.
We're going to the new Italian restaurant opposite the theatre. I hear it's really good. Would you like to come with us?
Hello, Angela. You're looking very smart today. Are you going for an interview? I can give you a lift if you like.
Oh, thanks, Ted. I've actually just been for an interview. Now I'm going into town to meet some friends to celebrate because I got the job.
Oh, well done.
We're going to the new Italian restaurant opposite the theatre. I hear it's really good. Would you like to come with us?
Practice Test 3. Listening, Part 2. For each question, choose the correct answer. 8. You will hear two friends talking about a play.
What did you think of the play last night?
It was quite good, really. I was pleasantly surprised.
Me too. I didn't expect to enjoy a play with no words. I thought it would be boring, to be honest. I wasn't looking forward to sitting there for nearly 2 hours in complete silence. But it was amazing how the actors managed to show us exactly what was happening without saying anything.
I agree. It just goes to show how much we express with our facial expressions and our body language. We can say a lot without actually speaking.
What did you think of the play last night?
It was quite good, really. I was pleasantly surprised.
Me too. I didn't expect to enjoy a play with no words. I thought it would be boring, to be honest. I wasn't looking forward to sitting there for nearly 2 hours in complete silence. But it was amazing how the actors managed to show us exactly what was happening without saying anything.
I agree. It just goes to show how much we express with our facial expressions and our body language. We can say a lot without actually speaking.
9. You will hear a man telling a friend about his new phone.
Is that a new phone, John? It's very smart.
Yes, it is. I'm still getting used to using it. I haven't had this brand of phone before.
Oh, you'll soon get the hang of it. Has it got all the apps you need?
Yes, I think so. I don't use that many apps, really. I mainly just take photos and chat to my friends. It's got a good camera. The photos are lovely and clear. I just wish it was a bit easier to type on. The keys are so tiny. I'm always pressing the wrong letters, so my messages don't always make sense.
Oh, don't worry. I do that all the time. Is that a new phone, John? It's very smart.
Yes, it is. I'm still getting used to using it. I haven't had this brand of phone before.
Oh, you'll soon get the hang of it. Has it got all the apps you need?
Yes, I think so. I don't use that many apps, really. I mainly just take photos and chat to my friends. It's got a good camera. The photos are lovely and clear. I just wish it was a bit easier to type on. The keys are so tiny. I'm always pressing the wrong letters, so my messages don't always make sense.
Oh, don't worry. I do that all the time.
10. You will hear two people talking about a train.
What's happened to the 10:30 to Manchester? It's 10 minutes late already.
Oh, I just heard an announcement about it. Apparently, there's some kind of problem on the track between here and London.
Oh, no. So it's been delayed. Did they say what time it would be here? I hope it won't be too long.
Oh, no. It hasn't been delayed. Sorry, I should have been clearer. They said that the train won't be coming at all. There's no way for it to get through. It's been cancelled.
Oh, no. I don't believe this. How on earth am I going to get to Manchester on time now? What's happened to the 10:30 to Manchester? It's 10 minutes late already.
Oh, I just heard an announcement about it. Apparently, there's some kind of problem on the track between here and London.
Oh, no. So it's been delayed. Did they say what time it would be here? I hope it won't be too long.
Oh, no, it hasn't been delayed. Sorry, I should have been clearer. They said that the train won't be coming at all. There's no way for it to get through. It's been cancelled.
Oh, no, I don't believe this. How on earth am I going to get to Manchester on time now?
You will hear two friends talking about a restaurant.
Did you book us a table at the new restaurant in town?
Yes, I did, but I couldn't get one for the time we wanted, I'm afraid. They're really busy, but I suppose that's a good sign.
Well, I told Bill and Helen to meet us there at 8 o'clock.
Ah, you'd better let them know that we won't be eating until later. They didn't have a table free until 9.
Oh, that's very late. Didn't they have anything free for 7 o'clock?
I didn't ask. Shall I call them back?
No, no. We'll just have to eat late. I hope the food is worth waiting for. Did you book us a table at the new restaurant in town?
Yes, I did, but I couldn't get one for the time we wanted, I'm afraid. They're really busy, but I suppose that's a good sign.
Well, I told Bill and Helen to meet us there at 8 o'clock.
Ah, you'd better let them know that we won't be eating until later. They didn't have a table free until 9.
Oh, that's very late. Didn't they have anything free for 7 o'clock?
I didn't ask. Shall I call them back?
No, no. We'll just have to eat late. I hope the food is worth waiting for.
12. You will hear two people talking about a newspaper.
Have you seen this article in today's Herald?
You're not still reading the Herald, are you? You can't believe anything you read in there.
Why not? It seems like a perfectly good paper to me. Plus, it's cheaper than the other newspapers.
There's a reason for that.
Oh, come on. Where do you get your news from, then?
I read the news online these days.
That's very modern of you. Maybe I should do that too. Then I could read the news for free. Have you seen this article in today's Herald?
You're not still reading the Herald, are you? You can't believe anything you read in there.
Why not? It seems like a perfectly good paper to me. Plus, it's cheaper than the other newspapers.
There's a reason for that.
Oh, come on. Where do you get your news from, then?
I read the news online these days.
That's very modern of you. Maybe I should do that too. Then I could read the news for free.
13. You will hear a woman telling a friend about her holiday.
Hi, Emma. How was your trip to Spain?
Oh,
it was wonderful. We stayed in a beautiful little hotel right on the beach.
That sounds fantastic. What did you do every day?
Well, I did a bit of sightseeing, but mostly I just relaxed on the beach, reading books and enjoying the scenery. You'd have been terribly bored.
I do prefer a bit more action on holiday, but everyone's different.
Well, I needed the rest. Things have been so busy lately, and I felt so tired. The holiday was just what I needed. Now I've got plenty of energy to get back to work.
I'm glad to hear it. Hi, Emma. How was your trip to Spain?
Oh, it was wonderful. We stayed in a beautiful little hotel right on the beach.
That sounds fantastic. What did you do every day?
Well, I did a bit of sightseeing, but mostly I just relaxed on the beach, reading books and enjoying the scenery. You'd have been terribly bored.
I do prefer a bit more action on holiday, but everyone's different.
Well, I needed the rest. Things have been so busy lately, and I felt so tired. The holiday was just what I needed. Now I've got plenty of energy to get back to work.
I'm glad to hear it.
Practice Test 3, Listening Part 3. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. You will hear a woman talking about a conference.
Good morning and welcome to everybody. I'd like to start by saying a few words about what you can expect from today's conference, since some of the details on the original plan have changed. After the introduction by Sally Connor, Kenji Nakamura will give a talk. That's from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. He will tell you about the most recent developments in the toy industry in Japan and will show a short film. This will be followed by half an hour of questions. Then at 12, we'll have a break for lunch. This will be a buffet meal served in Victoria Hall, which is on the opposite side of the building, next to the library. After lunch, we'll return here for Toys in Britain, Success and Failure. This talk will be given by Robert Price, who, as you know, is the owner of a chain of over 200 toy shops in the UK. The next talk, What's Next for Toys?, will take place immediately after this at 3:30. This will be given by Sarah Smith, who is, of course, our sales manager. Sarah's talk will finish at 5 p.m. After that, drinks will be served in the green room, which is on the first floor. Please join us there, as this will be a chance for everyone to chat and... Good morning and welcome to everybody. I'd like to start by saying a few words about what you can expect from today's conference, since some of the details on the original plan have changed. After the introduction by Sally Connor, Kenji Nakamura will give a talk. That's from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. He will tell you about the most recent developments in the toy industry in Japan and will show a short film. This will be followed by half an hour of questions. Then at 12, we'll have a break for lunch. This will be a buffet meal served in Victoria Hall, which is on the opposite side of the building, next to the library. After lunch, we'll return here for Toys in Britain, Success and Failure. This talk will be given by Robert Price, who, as you know, is the owner of a chain of over 200 toy shops in the UK. The next talk, What's Next for Toys?, will take place immediately after this at 3:30. This will be given by Sarah Smith, who is, of course, our sales manager. Sarah's talk will finish at 5 p.m. After that, drinks will be served in the green room, which is on the first floor. Please join us there, as this will be a chance for everyone to chat and...
Practice Test 3, Listening Part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a man talking on the radio about clubs for young people.
Welcome back. Charles Ryan is here to tell us about some great activities for children and young people this summer.
Thank you. There are a lot of options for young people in the area at the moment. Nature Watch is on the 25th of July at the Wildlife Centre. It includes a talk about birds, an art and craft hour when children can draw and paint their own wildlife, and there's also a wildlife walk with a guide. It's for younger children aged between 5 and 9, and parents are asked to stay with their children.
And what about older children?
For children aged 12 and above, there's the new music club. It's on every week during the school holidays, and if it's successful, the organisers are thinking of continuing it in term time. Young people bring their music to the club, exchange information about musicians, and listen to and talk about music. The organisers are also planning to invite a local band to play at the club.
Excellent. Are there any sports clubs around?
Yes, of course. There's the football club for young people who want to improve their game. There are two groups, ages 6 to 9 and 10 to 12. It's on every morning for a week. That's from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So children should take snacks. They'll be home in time for lunch. Drinks will be provided free of charge. The Dance Academy is an excellent dance school that teaches ballet, jazz dance, ballroom, all kinds of dance styles, in fact. There will also be one-day courses for children aged 8-plus in modern dance. The children learn new steps and routines during the course and show their parents what they've learned at the end of the day. Keep Moving is a Keep Fit club for teenagers. It's on once a week on Mondays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. during term time, and during the school holidays it will be on twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays, at the same times. There will be all the usual activities including dance, team games and using the gym equipment. Finally, Fast Fit Leisure Centre is having an open day on the 16th of August. Everything is free on this day, and children of all ages can try all the facilities at the centre, including squash, tennis, basketball, diving and climbing.
It sounds like there's a lot to do. If you have any questions... Welcome back. Charles Ryan is here to tell us about some great activities for children and young people this summer.
Thank you. There are a lot of options for young people in the area at the moment. Nature Watch is on the 25th of July at the Wildlife Centre. It includes a talk about birds, an art and craft hour when children can draw and paint their own wildlife, and there's also a wildlife walk with a guide. It's for younger children aged between 5 and 9, and parents are asked to stay with their children.
And what about older children?
For children aged 12 and above, there's the new music club. It's on every week during the school holidays, and if it's successful, the organisers are thinking of continuing it in term time. Young people bring their music to the club, exchange information about musicians, and listen to and talk about music. The organisers are also planning to invite a local band to play at the club.
Excellent. Are there any sports clubs around?
Yes, of course. There's the football club for young people who want to improve their game. There are two groups, ages 6 to 9 and 10 to 12. It's on every morning for a week. That's from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So children should take snacks. They'll be home in time for lunch. Drinks will be provided free of charge. The Dance Academy is an excellent dance school that teaches ballet, jazz dance, ballroom, all kinds of dance styles, in fact. There will also be one-day courses for children aged 8+ in modern dance. The children learn new steps and routines during the course and show their parents what they've learned at the end of the day. Keep Moving is a Keep Fit club for teenagers. It's on once a week on Mondays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. during term time, and during the school holidays it will be on twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays, at the same times. There will be all the usual activities, including dance, team games, and using the gym equipment. Finally, Fast Fit Leisure Centre is having an open day on the 16th of August. Everything is free on this day, and children of all ages can try all the facilities at the centre, including squash, tennis, basketball, diving, and climbing.
It sounds like there's a lot to do. If you have any questions...